Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've just joined us, I hope that you are okay wherever you are. You are with me, Hope Ajir, and
Ed motherfucking White.
For those of you guys who want to catch part one, obviously there's an episode on here, but we have it visualized on video on YouTube, so you can also catch that episode there. And for this one, you can only listen to it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, etc. And so we are learning about what Ed did in terms of starting out and how important it was for him to, you know, kind of capture what he had to say, but not necessarily what he wanted. It's about the time, you know, when he was starting out in his digital career and he was starting to illustrate, let's say, celebrities, and that got you a huge following.
To continue on that story, right? So as I kept drawing those celebrities, right? There was that thing for reposting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, right now we have Insta stories, so you can just put it there. You can just photo dump it there.
Yeah.
But that time, it was such a beauty, like someone's drawn you and then you repost it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
Just like someone drew you recently. But we don't brag,
someone actually drew me today, guys. Yeah. And I was like, yesterday, actually, imagine, I met them.
Can you imagine being drawn? Dear listener.
Wait, let me tell you minor. I met them.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I think my influence made me draw them. I was like, oh my God. Yes.
My God.
Yeah. So coming back to the story.
What a full circle moment. Because you have to start it about how you drew people.
You know.
And now you're the one being drawn. That is beautiful.
I feel like some Michelangelo.
You're Michelangelo.
Da Vinci. I'm Van Gogh.
Yeah, because you do love a Starry Night.
Oh God, I don't. Found it.
You really do.
But I'm not going to lose an ear.
No, God forbid.
You know, there are dark humor jokes about Van Gogh.
Really?
Yeah, about losing
At least he can't hear them. Yeah.
this girl one hell admit one okay, what were we talking about?
We're talking about how when you started out your career, you didn't have the privilege of drawing what you wanted to draw.
Yeah, exactly. So I was drawing more of mostly celebrities in the most stylish way.
Yeah.
Like even Sauti Sol, like I drew Sauti Sol as like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh wait, so you did abstract rendition of realistic figures and realistic subjects.
Yes.
So I remember you did that for Yemi Alade.
You know, and Jesus, I got the opportunity to gift her.
No way.
Christ. Like,
aww.
I was emailed one day. I was like, hey, Ed, we really loved your portrait of Yemi Alade.
Yeah.
And she's in Cook Studio, you know?
Yeah.
So we'd really like you to come present the gift to her.
Wow.
And you get paid, like, what, $200? I was like, okay. So I met Yemi Alade. She has the most of, I think Yemi Alade is like the African Beyonce.
Ooh, Yemi.
Tiwa Savage and Yemi fight for that nini. But I think
they're both queens in their own right.
They definitely are beautiful queens. But I feel like Yemi takes
the
So Yemi that day met me and she was like, you know what? Oh, you know the way they talk, pigeon. Oh my God, this is me. Can I have a photo with him? At that time, I'm not even thinking about I'm with a celeb. I'm just like, oh my God, this can be my life.
So then you start feeling, remember Ikigai is about what you love.
What you love.
Mm-hmm.
You're skilled at it.
Yeah.
You make money off it.
Yes.
And?
If
it helps the world.
Yes.
You know.
And so in that moment, you realize, shit, I actually love this.
No, I never realized that moment. I realized that moment probably after high school, after drawing Amin Amaru.
No. From the beginning.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. So you started your career off that.
I did. Okay. So in my Ikigai in that thing, guys, you remember what you've just said, yeah? What you love, what you're skilled at.
Yeah.
You make money off it and you help the world. So that time, I was doing three of those things. but I was not making money.
Yeah.
Right? So there was a problem. You see, there's a loophole.
Yeah.
But you still keep on going. Like, I'm drawing, I love doing it. I'm skilled at it. Yeah. And it's helping the world. Like, you feel good looking at it.
Yeah.
Helping the world means, like, it doesn't mean have to be financially whatever. As long as you've touched someone, like that.
Yeah. And your heart, and their heart is like more at peace just by looking at it. You've done it.
You know. So I kept on going until now. The fourth part was filled, which is money financially.
And $200 was the first amount you had earned from your paintings?
No. That was before. Because the first gig was now. That's when, guys. So that's 2015.
Yeah.
That's when now influencing became a thing.
Mm.
That's when influencing was actually chef's kiss. Influencing was actually legit.
Yeah.
And I remember I got a gig with Blaze.
Blaze Kenya.
Blaze, imagine, from Safaricom. To work as an artist, to create content from them, you know?
Yeah.
Ikigai, I feel the four spots.
Yeah.
So after that, I've been paid and everything. Like, they paid me really good money. And after that, I realized, oh my God, this thing can actually take me places, you know?
Yeah.
And as a young person, I'm not going to lie to you guys, young people, with the money I got, I wasn't thinking, like, you know, save whatever I spent.
Do you have any traces of that money today?
So, like, you know, I look back. You know, people try and make, by the way, my parents kind of made me feel bad. You know? Like, why didn't you save? You see?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know, your parents sometimes build some dark instilled in you, but that money, I spent it. Because, you know, I'm young.
Yeah.
And you've been watching all these movies, you've been watching all these series, and you've been seeing people, you know, spend money and
You want to burn some money.
You know, there's this scene. These scenes where people who are nerdy go into a fashion store, right?
And they remove their glasses.
And the glasses, and then they just start changing. Like, ding. They come outside, they're like, then the people who are dressing them, they're like, no. Then they go change, you know? So I wanted to feel like that. Like, I wanted to buy anything I want, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, I misused my money. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about it. Because right now, I am the saving type. I am like, you know what? No. Am I doing this? No. You know? If I spend this, I'll be like, no. I have to get it back, you know?
Mm.
Now I'm older because I have done it before. You see? Experiences change you, you know?
Yeah.
If I didn't do that then...
You'd want that closure right now.
Like right now, I would have been like, you guys want the Bel-Airs? Uber Eats.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Like, unreasonable shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. And so, in going through all that, so the idea is you first find what you love from your first ever painting, and you start getting reposted, you start building an online following.
Yes. So, with building an online following, right?
Yeah.
Thank God for mom and thank God for my bubbly personality.
Yeah.
Because I always used to comment and reply to every DM and everything.
Yeah.
So I started making this thing look like my work. You know, I draw, post, responses.
Yeah.
Then that's when jobs started coming in. Like, hey, can you draw me?
Yeah.
And this is how much I charge. You know, like that's when I knew how to build a rate card. And that's why I'm like, you guys, all of you have the fucking internet, you know?
Yeah.
Anything you want. Like, how do you build a rate card? How do you build a portfolio? How do you build a CV?
Mm.
How do you build a website? You know, all these crucial things. When someone asks you, you'll be like, Allah. Okay, I'll get back to you in the next, you know, you're just ready with it, you know?
Because
you also want to be professional. So that's when I started looking into these things, and I wasn't looking into people in our country. I was looking abroad. That's the saddest part, you know.
Yeah.
So once I got into this thing, I started building my rate card, and that's when I started doing our portraits for people. And it gave me money now to by the way, guys, I stopped depending on my parents when I was like, what, 13 or 14?
Yeah.
15, right? I stopped depending on them.
What about high school? Because your school fees was 50%.
No.
Paid the other 50.
No. Not depending in terms of, like, the big things. Like, you know, doing my own things. Like, I never used to ask my parents for money. because it was so cringe.
Yeah.
It was very cringe.
It was, honestly, it cost more to ask from them than to actually get the money.
Thank you. Because, yeah, I felt like.
To not have the money, rather.
You know. So, school fees, they came through, right?
Yeah.
But my own things.
Yeah.
I did in my own because I was like, you know what? They look like they don't want to give me.
Yeah.
So, who am I to come and tell them, you know, you guys.
Did that affect your creativity? Because a lot of people, the pressure
to... I'm not going to lie. It used to fucking annoy me, you know. Because you'd have friends. Your friends, right? Are telling you like, yo, imagine. And you're young. My mom gave me like, you know what, this amount, like 8K, you know, just, and you're young.
My dad bought me this.
My dad, you know. And you're in the circle though. But you can't express... the way like your parents didn't give you this, you know.
Mm.
So I had to do it my own way. I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to save and I'm going to talk for myself. I'm like, you know what? I bought myself, you know. I wouldn't say my nini did this for me, you know.
Yeah.
So that mentality kind of grew in me. So as I grew older, I started wanting just to fend for myself, you know. And... I think it's built me to the man I am today.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful. Sometimes disasters that happen, kitambo. At that time, you don't understand them and you want to be remorseful and nini, but they're going to shape you to who you are today. And I'm very grateful I never chose the opposite side of just becoming depressed or whatever. Nini. Yeah.
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 Traumas and how they actually traumas. Build no,
we're still going to talk about them, right? You know, and they really build you and break you. Oh my God. I can talk about every trauma that has broken me. Like, I would talk about it right now, but time.
Time. And so in doing all that, like, obviously it affects your productivity, especially as a creative. Because you're starting to get money and you're starting to make all this progress, especially considering that you're independent. Yeah. At that age, how old were you? Like 16, 17, 18?
16 at the time, right. Yeah, I just started feeling independent. Like at 16, nini, when now I know like Instagram can actually give me
money.
Places. No, money, like recognition and everything, you know. I really took that. I swung on that rope like, you know what? This is going to be my thing. Yeah.
Wow.
And
did you always know though? Did you always know that it would be a creative rope that you'd kind of hop onto and just swing from?
No. After I think I knew I started knowing after like posting like people gave me the cuz you know at home by the way. Another thing I want to tell you guys by the way is at home like my mom and dad were not at support, like, you know, like I'll draw and everything I show them, like my stepmom and they'll be like, ah, ini, ini, you know, they wanted me to become an architect, you know, just because the word architect. Has
didn't we all? Right. Even when I was doing architecture. Right. Even this is doing
She went to the toilet at the right time.
Yeah.
But they wanted me to be an architect.
They wanted you to actually be an architect.
Yeah, because, you know, the mindset is it looks like a fancy job and the money. And
I remember talking to you and you told me the math was what you didn't like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I don't fuck with math that much.
Math really pulled me out of architecture thunderously.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, math in uni, is six. Math architecture in uni is 6 years.
Yeah.
And you know, I graduated before COVID came. Are you seeing the weird thing in life?
Like
COVID came in what, 2020, right?
Yeah.
I graduated in 2019. Those are 4 years of uni, right?
That you could have been in year.
And you know, the years of architecture is 6 years.
So you'd have graduated 22?
Yeah, next year. And I would be struggling.
Yeah, so it's almost like you're saving grace that you chose not to follow the advice.
Thank you. Are you seeing? Follow what your mind tells you sometimes. How I entered illustration, like, no, actually design in university in Nairobi, I told my dad, I was like, yo, my dad asked me, so what do you want to do? What did you, you remember? Okay, so in KCSE, right? Before you do KCSE, you have some papers where you want to fill in what you want to do in uni. So me there with my big chest, I filled in, like, you know, the first position, they level it, first position, second and third. So that if you don't get this amount of grades, you go to second. If you don't get this amount of grades, you go to third.
Yeah.
So the first position I filled in was art and design.
In an African household. Hey, 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 hey. And
imagine. So I filled art and design. Second, I filled at what's this thing called? This hostesses.
Flight attending?
This flight attendant.
You can do that in Kenyan unis.
Flight attendant. I found that option. I was like, flight attendant.
Yeah.
And thought I put nursing just because I was like, yeah, I'm never going to do nursing.
Yeah.
So let me show you how God works.
Yeah.
So I got my grades. I passed.
Yeah.
I got an A minus.
Wow.
And, you know, that time you can do anything with an A minus.
Yeah.
So with my A minus, I was like, my dad was like, do architecture.
Yeah.
But architecture in Nairobi University requires an A.
Yeah.
For what's this thing called? There's parallel and?
Regular.
Regular, you know.
Yeah.
So regular requires a proper A.
And regular, for those of you who are listening and you might not understand, regular ensures very, very affordable university education.
So regular in Kenya, guys, it's called the JAB system.
Yeah.
Right? And
very poetic, though.
They kind of like pay for so much of your fees, right?
Mm.
And so let's say you get like like a C or a D.
Yeah.
So that and you still want to do the same course as a regular, you'll pay so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got an A minus, and my dad and my stepmom were like, he should do architecture and stuff.
And
like
that would mean you have to do parallel because you didn't essentially qualify.
So guys, parallel, right, is a parallel university. That's what we call it. If you can't get the grade to sustain you to get what's it called? JAB, yeah, which is regular.
Mm.
You do parallel, and parallel is so fucking expensive. You see, it's a fucked up world. So, architecture was like what, 350,000
per semester?
Per semester,
that's $3,500.
Imagine, yes.
Yeah. So, and regular, you know, would be how much?
Regular would be just 20,000.
You guys, $200. Imagine. So that you understand.
Yeah, so ever just explain it for them.
So that's $200 per semester, which means you're paying $400 a year, versus if you were to enter parallel, which essentially means you didn't qualify for it and your parents are paying for you to just do it based on their own volition, you'd have to enter and pay about, let's say, 500% more. So much more.
Imagine. So the way I influenced my dad to do illustration.
Yeah.
You know what I told him? With illustration, I entered for free job. Like, I would pay 20K.
Yeah.
So I told my dad, I was like, no. I actually told him to his face, I don't want to do architecture. He was so mad.
Which is it's a death wish in some communities.
He was like, why don't you want to do architecture? You don't want to, you know, you'll get a good job. I was like, Dad, me, I want to do what I love doing. I want to draw. He's like, how will drawing get you? You know, like in their mindset. Yeah. Right now as I grow up, in their mindset, as old as they are, arts in their mind was like, what the fuck?
What are these?
You know, arts, music, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
I told my dad straight up to his face, hi. This is what I told him. Aya, unataka kulipa 350,000 instead of 20,000. Aya, wefanya hivyo basi.
Wow.
And do you know what he did? He changed his mindset. He's like, aya, do illustration.
Because you told him cost.
In our family, we're like four. You know, there are two people behind me, right?
Yeah.
And he's thinking about that money, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I locked myself into design.
Yeah.
So I did first 2 years were like, you know, design in general. Then I specialized in what I love doing, illustration.
Yeah.
So then I fucking got a second honors and I'm a fucking certified illustrator.
Ooh.
And so
classically trained, as they call it.
Imagine. Like I got my degree. I'm so proud because, you know, it's pre-COVID, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when now, you know, when you get your degree, that's when now your parents want to come through and be like, yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So you just realize, like, you know what, in this life, by the way.
Yeah.
You just got to understand people.
You know, Frank Sinatra actually wanted to do music and his father was... He never even used to look at Frank Sinatra in his face. But the moment Frank Sinatra became Frank Sinatra, the dad couldn't stop saying, Frank Sinatra is my son.
You know. And that's what they keep doing, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's sad. But it is.
And
it is
that's
what
I'm like, you know, I'm going to prove myself.
Yeah.
I'm not going to prove myself to my family or anyone.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove to myself.
Yeah. Now, in doing all that, you started earning a living, so to speak, off of your artwork.
Yeah. So I started getting Benjis like with portraits.
Mm.
Like this is before I come to university, guys, and I started doing commissions for people. Just like, hey, can you draw my girlfriend? Hey, can you draw my boyfriend? Hey, can you draw my child?
How many partners have you had to draw?
And with that, it comes also with newbies coming like, hey, like people shooting their shot like, hey, can you draw me? I'm like, no, I cannot draw you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I used to...
Wait, is that the way of hitting on you?
It's a way of indecency. It's just like, who are you?
Oh.
It's like, I tell you on DMs, let's say you're a chef. Hey, can you cook for me? I'm like... I'm like, yeah, sure. I love the audacity you have.
Yeah, just randomly.
But please,
you think I go offering this service just for fun?
So those are things I used to get, you know.
Yeah.
So I started doing this thing, portraits. With portraits, I started doing them creatively.
Yeah.
You know, I remember. Yeah. So and that's where people started discovering. They're like, hey, who's this kid?
Yeah.
Was this kid? So I started doing it. Then that's when the influencing gigs started coming through.
Mm.
So like I've been approached by many, many really big brands.
Yep.
And yeah, I was like, yo, this is life. Like I've been approached by Range Rover, Smirnoff, Tasker, Ciroc.
Absolute.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I know your work.
Absolute. And Safaricom.
Oh.
So life started getting better, and I started asking myself, wow, you know, mom would have been so proud.
Oh, she would have been.
Yeah, so.
So proud.
And I'm so happy I never got into the mindful space of getting spoiled, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know people grow big and then they become dickheads. So I'm happy I didn't enter into that space. Of, you know,
and you know what I love about you, Ed, is there's this theory I was reading in a certain book that was talking about how in life you need to know what your target is and what your measure of how successful you are in achieving that target.
Yeah.
And the moment your measure becomes a target, then it stops being a good measure.
The moment?
The measure becomes a target. It stops becoming a good measure. For example.
The moment you're... Again?
You need to know the difference between your targets and how you measure your success in achieving those targets. Mm-hmm. But the moment the measure becomes a target, it stops being a good measure.
It's just like the measure of likes or the measure of views.
Yes. But what would be the target in that example? So let's say your target is to have very quality content online.
Mm.
How you measure it is views and likes. Mm. But if your target now becomes views and likes,
exactly.
Then it stops being a good measure.
It depreciates your
in value.
Thinking. Yeah.
Yes.
And
that's how
I treat my content. Like if I put an artwork and I get even like 50 likes, you know.
Yeah. Wait for you. Is that a lot or little? Because for some of us, it's
to me, it doesn't mean a thing because it's me. Doing it's literally. I wish the camera was here, but it's literally me doing this. You know, I put my artwork on a wall.
Yeah,
and I leave it there. You know, and you'll come
to have its own life, to have its own identity.
Because if I start treating my artworks and everything on likes, right, I'll become dependent. It's like it's a drug.
That's why. When your measure becomes a target, it becomes very depressing.
I'll actually lose myself. That's how people have become. To be honest, guys, this is how people have become on TikTok.
No, on social media, really, because a lot of people have, not just social media, I think clout in general, because some people might not be on social media, but they're obsessed with having the latest car. So clout shows itself in different areas.
Yeah, and that's people are losing themselves just to gain likes and everything. And it's quite sad to see that.
Did you ever lose yourself? Yeah. Did you ever lose sight of the purpose of your work?
Yeah, definitely, guys. That's why I'm talking about this, because I lost myself in that period of probably, let's say, like what, 2015 to 2016, 2017. Like sometimes I used to have this period where I would just draw for likes.
Because you need to post.
Because I need to post. I need to post. I need to gain followers. I need to be trending. I need to be the next big thing. I need to be this, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At that time, my drive was fire, and I didn't know what. But the followers were coming in. Like, it felt like gambling, you know. Until I reached a point. Like, currently, right now in my life, I've taken a break on painting, doing arts, and everything. I'm learning. I'm actually learning new things, right? But I look at my back. I'm not mad about. By then, I'm not mad. I'm like, this built me. I just look back and I'm like, God damn. And this is what I'm actually now seeing with this Gen Z. Yeah, I'm seeing people doing the most.
For the least. For the most absolute.
I love that. People doing most for the least. They're doing most for the likes, you know. They're doing the most. Like, I'm not you. I can't come and stop you. But God damn, I just be here like, eh?
And you know, can I just say something? If you're doing something for the likes, we'll know.
We'll know.
We will know.
We will know, you know.
Even me, if I'm doing something from the likes, you'll know. You'll know.
And
it's evident.
It's fucking sad. You know, even
especially as a creative, it's so sad because you're producing on demand.
BBC Africa or BBC Kenya, the one in Kenya, right? Had a whole video on YouTube about...
That chick who joined social media after never being there.
For a whole day. I watched,
and she changed,
you know,
didn't she?
You know, I watch BBC when I'm washing dishes.
Yeah. First of all, online content creation, when you're consuming it, kind of slaps in the kitchen. It just hits different. Yeah,
so there's a babe. Imagine a whole day. No, what? A whole week.
I think it was a whole week, yeah.
It was a whole week. Like, and I was like, you know what? Yeah. This is what people are going through.
And you know, it's
like literally she had
what we've grown up on.
And this is the content we're actually spewing to people. Like,
so then how do you balance it? That need to stay relevant.
So guys, to balance, okay, here's my here I'm dishing out my secrets, right?
Yeah.
To balance out this kind of lifestyle you want, right? You want to live a good lifestyle, but you have to work for it.
Yeah.
I always have a routine. I do have a routine. Like, I treat, I bring that timetable from primary, high school, university to life.
Yeah.
Like, in the morning when I wake up, right? Work out for like a good, 30 minutes. Then probably meditate if I want to. Then after I go shower. You know, I like waking up, by the way, at 5:30 if I haven't gone on a...
All right. It must be nice.
What's up? I like waking up at 5:30.
A.M.
Yeah.
All right. Hi, my listener. How are you? You and I both.
If I haven't, like, let's say, you know, today they have drunk. Yeah. So tomorrow I might wake up at like 6 or 7. Oh. I'm feeling sluggish.
Earlier than me.
You know. Okay. What time do you wake up?
I wake up at 9:40 every day, like between 8:30 and 9:45 every single day.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting. I am actually trying. You have no idea how far I've come.
No, do you?
Are you a night owl?
Yes.
So how do you wake up at 5:30? How do you balance
that? I sleep during the day. Like, you'll be talking to me, I'll be like...
Oh, so you nap?
Yeah, I nap.
Oh, that is revolutionary.
Yeah, I nap because I'm a night owl. Like, from like what? From 9 to like
2, 3 a.m.
Those were my silent hours. So that's the time I'll be watching music videos, drawing, or like just doing art without disturbance. Then in probably like 4 a.m. I'm like dead, you know. I'm like,
yeah.
So I'm like, I'm meeting you in the morning. You're like, hey man, were you partying? I'm like, no, it's okay.
You were working.
But when I find time, like, you know, I'll be here like at 12, 1 p.m. I'm just like,
yeah.
You know, because I crash also. I'm not a human machine, you know.
Yeah.
So it's become a lifestyle. And waking up early, there's a good feeling of, oh my God. Oh shit, let me talk about the Tusker gig.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you guys who might not know Tusker.
Sorry guys,
Tusker is a brilliant, it's part of the East African Breweries Limited company. And Tusker is like Guinness. It is like Heineken.
Tusker is like
it's Kenyan beer.
One of our
cultural treasures.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
So guys, December around December 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Yeah.
I got an email from a really well known director. Shout out to Tosh Gitonga. He's the director for Disconnect.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Right. And other things. So. He sent me a DM. He was like, you know, hey Ed, I'd really love you to design a combi.
Yeah.
And you guys, a combi, like the Volkswagen, it's a like hippie van. The hippie van, guys.
Like the 60s type.
Oh my God.
One that looks like bread.
Yes.
Like a loaf of bread. Boflondogo.
Akinakamkate. I was so excited. I was like, oh my God. I'm actually gonna do this thing.
Yeah.
So he got my number and is like, you know what? He texted me. He's like, yo Ed, you know what we're looking for in this Tusker advert is an artist, two best friends, an artist and a musician.
Yeah.
So please, yo, this Saturday come for auditions.
Yeah.
Who am I? I was like, I came for auditions. Killed it.
You killed it.
And guys, I got the part.
Yeah.
I got the part. You know, the main role.
Uh-huh.
Guys, have you ever been treated like kings?
Oh my or God. Queens.
Okay, queens. Oh, queens. Oh, queens. Sorry, guys. Sorry, ladies. Uh-huh. Oh, queens.
Uh-huh.
But, yo, that time, it changed my mind. And this was just last December. This, yeah, 2020.
Like a few weeks ago.
Just like a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I really lived the lifestyle, a superstar lifestyle. Like you're on set, you know, when people sit on the seats and they're like, you're being powdered and everything, and everything is just done for you. The only reason is just to show up and act.
Did you like that?
Oh my God!
What was it about like, it? The pampering?
No.
Or just the process itself.
There were ups and downs.
Yeah.
Like the downs were like, yo, we act. Oh, by the way, guys. So we shot in Nairobi, Limuru. Yeah. Nanyuki and Mombasa.
Ah. For like a 1 minute long advert.
For like a 1 minute long advert.
Wow.
You know, it's that intense. And let me tell you, like the film crew and everything is crazy.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, yo, we used to wake up at like 4 a.m. And sleep at like what, 2 a.m.
For how long?
It depends. Like in Nanyuki, all the places we were in, by the way, except Nairobi. Like Nairobi, actually, all of the places we were deprived of sleep.
How long did this project last for?
It lasted like for 1.5 weeks.
Wow, nonstop traveling. Imagine. And lack of sleep. But then you have
but it was beautiful. Like. Just shooting around people, meeting people. Yeah. Like, let me tell you, I can't wait for you guys to watch this advert. By the time probably this podcast talks,
I'll put the link below.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yo, that Tusker advert is about to be big. Mm. So I was actually texting myself. I was texting on Google, right?
Yeah.
I was like, how to handle fame?
No, actually, did I tell you about the story? That when I got 3,000 followers, I started uploading reels, right? They're like TikToks, Instagram. Yeah, yeah. And I started uploading them. And I had all but 1,000 something followers. And I've been to so many schools. So I actually was confident I knew most of them. Mm-hmm. Then for some reason, my follower count started like overnight. I gained like 1,000 followers. And then you need to understand my context. I was like, what the hell is going on? And me, I was like, I'm not about to not know how to handle this. Me, even me, I went and I Googled how to deal with fame.
You know.
Because you can get so shocked. You can get so shocked.
You get. But,
you do.
But to be honest,
yeah,
I think I'm just going to be the simple nigga, yeah?
But that's what happens because you go up and then you just go back. You go back to where?
Do you know my face will be in every bar?
Yeah. You did the whole photo shoot as well for posters?
We did photo shoots for print.
How do you deal? So you're talking about how you started doing artwork and then you started essentially monetizing your work and then you started gaining traction to even do influencer gigs.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the fame?
So guys, I want to tell you about this part, right? I think you have to know yourself to accept these things because once you start doing dope things, right? People.
And not fame, success.
Yes. Once you start doing dope things with your work, right?
Yeah.
People will want to grab you and be like, you know what? We want to use you for this, you know?
Yeah.
So you're giving them your talent, you know? They're not come. It's not you're giving them a tea or peace of mind or whatever. So that's how I started treating it. And let me give you guys an example. Our known queen, Beyonce, right?
The queen.
She sings.
Yes.
She sings. She fucking sings, right?
Yeah.
But you've seen her on adverts.
Yeah.
You've seen her now doing clothing. Mm-hmm. Like she's doing a fashion line, Ivy Park.
Yeah.
And what else? She's done
everything,
really. She's done movies.
It's Beyonce.
She's done movies.
Yes.
She's doing what else? Like, she's doing so many much. Things. Yeah. So that's how I started treating myself. As an artist, I am an artist. And Beyonce is also an artist, by the way. An artist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the core, she's an artist.
That word should not, limit you. An artist is ways of expressing yourself through many channels.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm an artist, like a proper painter and illustrator, whatever. But
you're a visual artist.
I'm a visual artist, right? Thank you. And you know what? Apart from that, what else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
What else can I do to keep myself going? What else can I do in this lifestyle? So to make myself happy, I've entered now into acting, like commercial gigs, you know?
Just like that.
Just like that. And it's so thrilling.
Wow.
So what else can I do? You know, I probably would enter something else. And with that, something else will give me motivation to paint.
Yeah.
To paint.
So it's like your craft is one core activity,
but you're not limiting your activities. I found it.
You know.
Found it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Exactly.
What you choose to spend your time on, it could be anything.
Exactly. So with my interests, it always comes down to interest, guys. Like, so if I love cooking also.
Mm.
So with cooking, I'll be like, oh, wow, I just made chicken fried rice.
Chicken fried rice.
Chicken fried rice. So it inspires me to draw.
Yeah. And you like to make cartoons with food. Like the guy on The New Yorker who likes to like dramatize food talking to.
Guy, apart from
like
all the
egg crying when it sees a fried egg. I love it. I love it. You've probably seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. So you see, with all these influences around you.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to start sobbing and be like, you know, I learned one thing last week.
Mm.
It was motivation doesn't lead you to action.
Mm.
Action leads you to motivation.
Yeah.
Like once you start doing something and you keep doing it, you'll become motivated.
And so it creates like, it unlocks you basically.
It unlocks all the art blocks you've been having, you know, like this podcast we're having.
Yeah.
It's action. Like once you keep doing it and doing it, you'll find even better ways of, you know.
Yeah.
By the time you reach episode 87?
Yeah.
You'll find even better.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Oh.
You know, like you'll find even better ways of making it better. You know, you become motivated. You see, but people nowadays just wait for motivation to do the action. Which is the worst thing. Because utangoja adilini.
For how long must you wait? For how long?
Hata Mungu aliambia sijui nani kwa Bible.
Yeah. God helps those who help themselves. But I understand sometimes you can be caught in a sticky situation.
So once you're caught in a sticky situation, guys, I wish I'd tell everyone who's listening to this, how do I come out of this? You know, every experience you have is a learning teacher.
Yeah, that's true. And that's amazing. So now going forward, I want to play a game with you. It's called Stuck on an Island. I've forgotten the name of the game, but it's called Stuck on an Island. Let's call it that.
Okay.
And so learning all this that we've learned, if you're listening to this and you've reached this far, please be sure to, you know, kind of listen in on part one, because it does have some interesting tidbits. And we'll miss out on, I think right now we are so much more sober. In the previous episode,
I'm urinating.
We were litmus paper. Got and it. So I want to play a game with you. And
what's this game?
In this game, you're on an island.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you some of your top three things. We're in this island. I'll ask you some items where tell me, like, worst comes to worst and it's this near-death scenario. What are those things for you? Some very essential items or aspects for you. Okay? So, you're stuck on an island.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your top three movies.
Top three movies?
Like, and for you people, for like, you guys are listening, right? So, given all that we now know about Ed, I'm sure some people can identify.
Okay.
Mm.
One.
Yeah.
Mm, my favorite movie of all time. Okay, sorry, I'm eating.
No, actually, I know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to record this, yeah? I don't give a shit about the quality. Hi, guys. We are playing a game of Stuck in an Island. It's called that. It's actually called Jeopardy or something like that. But anyway, Ed is going to tell me when, you know, stuck on an island and it's just him and God on that island. What are some of the things that he will pick as his essentials, absolute essentials?
So
the first question was, stuck on an island, what are your top three movies?
My favorite all-time number one movie?
Yeah.
It's called Pilgrim vs. the World.
Why am I laughing? Sorry. All right.
Have you watched it?
No. It's just a title. Pilgrim vs. the World. Amen.
So that movie is based on this guy likes this babe, but he has to defeat the babe's seven deadly exes.
So he has to fight her exes to be with her, which is Nairobi.
Thank you.
The bedroom. It's a dot.
And the way that movie is made, it's like a comic. It's a please go watch it.
I'll check it out.
It's so beautiful.
It's so romantic. Sounds romantic.
Second, you guys will have me. Final Destination.
Final Destination, which one?
All of them.
You know, that's where they started that thing of black guys dying first. You know, those are the movies. And yeah, you are waiting for the logs to fall on you. You know that those logs in the lorry?
Mimi, I just love how life, how you can kind of predict life. And that thing showed me. Then third movie, the last one.
Mm.
I think I would say Parasite.
Parasite, okay. So remember you're on an island. You're already stressed as it is.
Mm.
And you're still going to do this.
Mm.
That's okay, so Parasite. Remember, you have spiders near you, but Parasite.
Oh, fuck, I hate spiders.
Did you ever watch, what was it called? Arachnid or something like that. There was a movie, Eight Legs. There was like a movie.
Eight-legged freaks.
And even, I'm not going to lie, Men in Black with the guy with the cockroaches. Yeah,
that
was wild.
I fucking hate spiders. That's my top three phobias.
Yeah, but you'll still watch a movie called Parasite, and you'll still enjoy Final Destination.
Parasite didn't have spiders.
All of them.
Parasite didn't have spiders.
It had parasites.
No, it didn't. Am I in the wrong podcast?
No. What did Parasite have? You know, I have not watched.
You know, watch Parasite.
No.
It's a Grammy, an Oscar-winning movie.
Was it Bong Korean?
Joon-ho. Yeah.
Oh,
please go watch it. Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, I think the name threw me off. Azwanuda.
It talks about here, Parasite. I mean, it talks about class, upper class and middle class. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a mind fuck.
Okay.
And that's why that guy won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Bong Joon-ho. Yeah.
Yeah. Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho is.
All right.
Yeah.
So, top five instruments, artistic tools that you'd carry.
Oh, definitely. One, my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, paintbrush.
Uh-huh.
Like those minimal ones.
Uh-huh.
Pencil.
Uh-huh.
Mm, sketchpad.
Okay. Top three. So, laptop, I think, is arguable.
So, laptop.
Uh-huh.
And okay, let me say,
like, as an artistic tool, you'd carry your laptop.
Yeah, laptop with a tablet, like the drawing tablet.
Those are two.
So let me put it as one.
Is it called a graphic tablet?
The graphic tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So let me put it as one. Those two.
So laptop, graphic tablet.
Laptop, graphic tablet.
Okay.
One.
Uh-huh.
And two, pencil.
Okay.
And three, sketchpad.
Sketchpad. I would assume. Okay. I think
you
this is
because
sketchpad and pencil to me sounds like a graphic tablet with your stylus.
No, because you want to be digital and traditional.
So the perfect gift to for you, correct me if I'm wrong, is like the iPad Pro with a pencil.
You guys, she owes me one.
Yeah.
And so she started making pencil.
Oh, you guys, I wish I had money. I would have been like, well, now
money.
That you mention it, yeah. Okay, so top three books.
My top three books.
Stuck in an Island. Remember, we're like, there's like a snake around.
Can I not top three? Like, I don't read a lot as much now, like as back in the day.
All time. Mm,
but one right now is the book by Trevor Noah. It's called Born a Crime.
Mm.
And the books I'm reading, they're very spiritual.
Mm.
I read spiritual books. Mm. And I can't remember the name, but two is a spiritual book.
Mm.
And three is a book about drawing. It's an illustrating book, you know.
Yeah.
It teaches you how to draw. So, yeah.
I love that.
I loved Born a Crime because, you know what?
Mm.
This nigga was explaining his childhood trauma.
Mm.
And I feel like Trevor Noah right now is going through childhood trauma.
Yeah. Right now?
You know, comedians, by the way, comedians are the dark people who have gone through the darkest thing.
Or just the people who know how to tell their trauma. I mean, I think everyone has gone through.
And I love it, you know.
Mm.
Mm. So I really applaud comedians. Comedians, you guys got my heart over here.
Oh, I love that. What about your top three songs? Like, these are the only songs you can go with.
Oh, you gotta put me in that level. Top three songs. Fuck. Yeah. I love music as fuck. So
he loves music as fuck.
I really love
music. I like that you like music as fuck.
I love music. So
yeah.
Okay. If I was gonna put top three,
mm-hmm.
things I listen to on a daily dose if I was in jail.
No, like you're stuck on an island.
Oh, I'm on an island. So
yeah.
An island like jail.
Number
one. Don't you worry, child. See, heaven's gonna.
You did that, then you read your spiritual.
I love
book.
That song, Jesus.
Jesus.
Like, and two. I do tap and
probably for lovers. I made a painting and you never ever know it. I made a promise.
Play that at my wedding and my funeral. Third. So, guys, I don't know if you can see it.
For those of you guys who are watching. On YouTube.
Jesus, I have to turn upside down, but you see this tattoo over here?
Yeah.
This tattoo over here? Ah! She actually did. This girl is a plug. Okay, let's try and see it. Jesus.
There we go.
So, it's actually backwards. So, this tattoo means your whole life is in the hand of God.
Oh.
It's a song by John Bellion.
I love that.
And that song really speaks. It
and
speaks
it's on your hand.
Please listen to that song. Gosh.
What's it called?
It's called Hand of God by John Bellion.
I'll link it down.
Actually, I'll make her listen to it after this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that will be my so hand of God.
Yeah.
What did I say again? I had Twitter up and probably for lovers. And the first one was
Don't You Worry, Child.
Don't You Worry, Child.
Because you're stuck on an island. Yes, anyway.
Those three songs will get me going.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. I think what happens to you when you're in survival mode says a lot about you as a person.
True.
I don't know.
And fun fact, I've binged all the episodes for Survivor.
Survivor?
Yeah. Survivor until season 32?
Hey, please. How are you? Wait, isn't that like an entire lifespan? You have your ways.
Season 32, imagine. I love Survivor and Amazing Race because I'd love to do this with someone else or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The one I know that would be kind of trippy to watch on an island is Lost. Because those things are happening. Or Madagascar.
Or Madagascar.
That would be cool.
No, I need to go back to Lost again. Yeah. I haven't finished it.
I've never watched Lost.
It's for real.
Yeah.
I mean, you can watch it right now. You have the chance.
I feel like there's a certain level of like classics that you need to go through. So I'm still in the phase where I'm going through Breaking Bad. Starting to watch The Wire.
The Wire.
Just got done with Parks and Rec. The Office. I completed Parks and Rec completely. Loved it.
Yeah, soulful person.
Parks and Rec was so good.
So guys, what else? Let's do the last one. Yeah.
You're stuck on an island and you've been given the option to bring three people, alive or dead, to the island. Who would you bring?
Alive or dead?
Alive or dead.
Oh, we start with mom.
Oh.
Yeah. True. Oh my God.
Actually, you don't need anyone after that, do you?
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Found it.
Because
like,
that's enough.
Start with mom.
Yeah.
Then I'll start with my best friend, Barak.
Barak.
And third, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ?
No.
That would be there twice. The second time he's being brought back. You guys can't just let me sleep. Okay, I'm sorry, God. What did I crack?
Good. Did I didn't mean like that. She put me on the spot. But third, I think I'll bring this. Damn.
This microphone. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, and I'll bring this babe called Regina.
Regina?
Yeah.
You'll bring a babe called Regina?
No, a friend.
Oh.
Yeah, but I like calling ladies babes.
You like calling ladies babes?
Yeah.
You know, there's a pig called Babe. There's a whole movie done on that. So, wait, why did I say that? Anyway, hi, guys. I will definitely cut that out. What was even that?
Don't cut it out. It's funny. I love it. Uh-huh.
So, I love that. Thank you so much for...
So, I would survive on this island, by the way. Yeah. I want to be on an island, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll buy an island.
With money?
Won't you? With money.
Mm.
But I think at the same time, you know, being an artist, you are so lucky that... In as much as sometimes our thoughts torment us, because
yeah.
There's somewhere I heard that aging is just a collection of anguish, you know, getting old. Because you're the same old
aging
child.
Aging is just a collection of anguish.
Anguish. You're just suffering.
You're just
more.
Bottling.
Yeah.
Right?
But then the idea is to make sure that, you know, the inner child in you can just play throughout.
Exactly. And that's why they keep saying when you grow older, what you love doing as an inner child, you know, like what you love doing when you were a child, you know.
Yeah.
That's what you'd be doing right now.
Yeah.
You're just a big baby.
Yeah. We really all
with
are.
With money and an ID.
And sometimes even the money guy.
And the money. I will get the money.
Amen.
Yeah. Me, the way now I love talking to myself.
Yeah.
I'll never... Sometimes you get me broke.
Yeah.
But I'll never tell myself, okay, I'm broke. Because those are the things you manifest in the universe.
And
do you know?
It's like a form of giving up.
Do you know the things you don't think about so much? Like, oh my God, you know when you say, you're like dying, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the things that even manifest faster.
As the day lightning somehow strikes in Nairobi.
They kind of manifest even faster. You know,
oh, it catalyzes like, the process.
Because I've realized, were you there when Mr. Vitha made us watch The Secret?
No, but I was there when my mom made me watch The Secret, so like, I watched
that,
it.
That shit is real, what you think you attract.
Yeah, you know what you've taught me is the power of not just improvising, but the power of going with the wind in it.
Thank
in the
you.
Essence of just
in life, let it go, and that's why. this is my assignment to this babe.
Mm.
Please go watch Soul.
Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Disney Plus movie.
You're going to thank me later.
Yeah.
Like, this is how hard I'm pushing that movie for you.
Yeah.
So, in life, just let it go.
Yeah.
And live. Like, you see what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm living. I'm like, damn, I'd never be in a podcast probably in the next 2 months or three months, you know? Mm. So I'm taking this opportunity to just feel this thing.
You're basking in the sun.
Exactly.
I love that.
Because probably I'm not going to do this in like, what, 2, 3, 4 months, you know?
Yeah.
And probably as I go home, I'm going to see trees. I'm going to see the night sky, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm living, you know?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, by the way, like, let's say, I think you have a goal to this thing, Afroverse, right?
Yeah.
But you shouldn't treat that goal like your main thing.
No.
You shouldn't treat it like, oh my God, once I get here, I'll feel like, you know?
No.
In life, just treat everything. You have goal. Because I don't want to spoil
that. Like, you shouldn't settle at your achievement. Like, the achievement isn't the
You watch Soul. Yeah. I won't spoil for you, but I want to tell you something. Mm. Like, what? Imagine, like, let's say you're hoping for, like, what, 200,000K.
Yeah.
Once you get it, you're like, okay, I have it. What next? You know?
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So, what you should be doing is living. Like, you should be living to get that 200K.
Not necessarily just achieving, just accumulating.
Like, in living, you realize so many things. You realize, like, oh my God, guy, this matatu conductor told me I look nice.
Mm.
This shopkeeper,
give me a discount. Oh.
Give me a discount. This driver, Ati, took me through this shortcut and was like, it's the smallest things. That's how you live life.
Mm.
And that's how you end up discovering what's there in life, you know?
Yeah.
And you never, ever settle for less.
I love that. Thank you so much for being on the Afrobus. You guys, was Edwin Aina. Please be sure to listen, to rate, to subscribe,
guys,
all of it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really had fun. Yeah. I really should. Adiz.
Yeah?
Shout for us.
Yeah?
Shout for us.
I hope you guys had that. If you didn't, I promise there's someone here.
If you don't, I hope you can. But you know what? I really had fun here.
Yeah.
I'm with two amazing, beautiful women over here. And they just made me feel so comfortable. So here's my life history.
Yeah.
And mutaniona big screen in the
big
next
screen.
Future.
Big screen. Amen. Yeah.
Mutaniona magazines.
Magazines. Thank you so much for being here, Ed. I really appreciate it.
I fucking appreciate you as well.
And I think for you guys, I hope that for you guys who are listening, be sure to comment what you found interesting. Be sure to rate and review what you felt like you resonated with. And I'm so happy that you guys listened in.
Thank you.
You're very welcome on the Afrobus, and you are with me, Hope Ajir. Until next time, bye-bye.